Today is the 20th day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today. And here we are closing down another week. So that gives us the opportunity to reflect back over the week. We're putting it to rest, letting it become part of history, but we reflect back so that we become more and more self-aware of how our choices and our thoughts and our words and our actions, they all add up to write the story of the week. And we certainly imprint ourselves, on the world and on all the people that are around us. And so, taking a moment just to look back and weigh it all out and identify those places where we've done well and where we also have need of improvement is very, very important. And so I'm grateful to be here going through that personal internal process right now, like we should, and preparing to take this next step forward. And the next step forward that leads us to the end of another week leads us into a brand new book again, one that we will read in its entirety again. This is the 10th of the 12 books of prophecy known as the Minor Prophets, and this is the book of Haggai. And as has been revealed, like many of these minor prophets, we don't have a lot of information about who they were, where they came from. We know that Haggai was among those who had returned from the Babylonian exile and were living in Jerusalem. He was probably one of the first waves of exile to return. And that is when the Persian Empire, defeated Babylon and let the people go back to rebuild Jerusalem. We know that Haggai had access to those that were in power, because in the opening verse, it says that his message was delivered to Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah. We learned all about Zerubbabel in the book of Ezra and in the book of Nehemiah. And it's also addressed to Jeshua, who was the high priest. So these are people in power. Haggai's message is generally motivational, but to understand and have its context, we have to go through just a small timeline. Babylon conquered Jerusalem and led its people into exile around 586 BCE. And Babylon was conquered by the Persian Empire in 539 BCE. The Persian king Cyrus allowed the first of the exiles to go back to Jerusalem under Zerubbabel's leadership. That's around 538 BCE. Haggai's message comes 18 years later in 520 BCE. In fact, Haggai's prophecies are some of the most precisely dated utterances in all of the Bible because the dates are contained in the book. August 29th through December 18th, 520 BCE. So during the 18 years, the temple was incomplete. There was political opposition and the intimidation of the surrounding nations. We read of these things in Ezra and Nehemiah. These had stalled the efforts. Instead, the people rebuilt their own homes and rebuilt their own lives without concern for the temple as the centerpiece of both their homes and their lives. And so through the prophet Haggai, God is revealing his displeasure about this. God revealed to the people that since they returned, all of their toil, all their attempts to rebuild had found challenge and had been thwarted, and their crops had not yielded the intended bounty because the people had become self-absorbed and left the temple of God neglected. So they needed to change their priorities because God had future plans of judgments. And so God commanded them, go up into the hills, bring down timber, and rebuild my house. Then I will take pleasure in it and be honored. So construction began again, September 21st, 520 BCE. And less than a month later, on October 17th of 520 BCE, God spoke again of his specific plans. And God reveals that the people had spent a lot of their energy trying to make life work on their own. But all of those efforts yielded far less than they ever expected because they had put themselves first, ignoring the centerpiece, the rebuilding of the temple of the Lord. But God's plan had always been to consolidate the prosperity of the other nations and bring it flooding into a storehouse, the temple, that they would not finish or rebuild. So what God is revealing is if they had put the Lord first, their toil would have been more fruitful and their prosperity would have increased in dramatic fashion, which may be a true lesson or posture that each of us should contemplate as we move through the days of our lives, creating our own priorities. And so with that, the two chapters of Haggai. In the second year of King Darius, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. This is what the Lord Almighty says. These people say, the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house. Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Is it a time for you yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin? Now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much, but harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber, and build my house so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord. You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home, I blew away. Why? Declares the Lord Almighty. Because of my house, which remains a ruin, while each of you is busy with your own house. Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their dew, and the earth its crops. I called for a drought on the fields and the mountains, on the grain, the new wine, the olive oil, and everything else the ground produces, on people and livestock, and on all the labor of your hands. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God had sent him, and the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave this message of the Lord to the people. I am with you, declares the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of the whole remnant of the people. They came and began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty their God on the 24th day of the sixth month. In the second year of King Darius, on the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people. Ask them, who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing? But now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work. For I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. On the 24th day of the 9th month in the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Ask the priests what the law says. If someone carries consecrated meat in the fold of their garment, and that fold touches some bread or stew, some wine, olive oil, or other food, does it become consecrated? The priests answered, no. Then Haggai said, if a person defiled by contact with a dead body touches one of these things, does it become defiled? Yes, the priest replied, it becomes defiled. Then Haggai said, so it is with this people and this nation in my sight, declares the Lord. Whatever they do and whatever they offer there is defiled. Now give careful thought to this from this day on. Consider how things were before one stone was laid on another in the Lord's temple. When anyone came to a heap of 20 measures, there were only 10. When anyone went to a wine vat to draw 50 measures, there were only 20. I struck all the work of your hands with a blight, mildew, and hail. Yet you did not return to me, declares the Lord. From this day on, from this 24th day of the 9th month, give careful thought to the day when the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Give careful thoughts. Is there yet any seed left in the barn? Until now, the vine and the fig tree, the pomegranate and the olive tree have not borne fruits. From this day on, I will bless you. The word of the Lord came to Haggai a second time, on the 24th day of the month. Tell Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, that I am going to shake the heavens and the earth. I will overturn royal thrones and shatter the power of the foreign kingdoms. I will overthrow chariots and their drivers, horses and their riders will fall, each by the sword of his brother. On that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will take you, my servant Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and I will make you like my signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord Almighty. Revelation 11. I was given a reed like a measuring rod and was told, go and measure the temple of God and the altar with its worshipers, but exclude the outer court. Do not measure it, because it has been given to the Gentiles. They will trample on the holy city for 42 months, and I will appoint my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. They are the two olive trees and the two lampstands, and they stand before the Lord of the earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire comes from their mouths and devours their enemies. This is how anyone who wants to harm them must die. They have power to shut up the heavens so that it will not rain during the time they are prophesying. And they have power to turn the waters into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they want. Now, when they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up from the abyss will attack them and overpower and kill them. Their bodies will lie in the public square of the great city, which is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. For 3.5 days, some from every people, tribe, language, and nation will gaze on their bodies and refuse them burial. The inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and will celebrate by sending each other gifts, because these two prophets had tormented those who live on the earth. But after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and terror struck those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they went up to heaven in a cloud, while their enemies looked on. At that very hour there was a severe earthquake, and 1/10 of the city collapsed. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the survivors were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe has passed. The third woe is coming soon. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, "We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were angry and your wrath has come. The time has come for judging the dead and for rewarding your servants the prophets and your people who revere your name, both great and small, and for destroying those who destroy the earth." Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and within his temple was seen the Ark of his covenant. And there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and a severe hailstorm. Psalm 139. For the director of music of David, a psalm. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, "Surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me," even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked. Away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Proverbs 30, 15 and 16. The leech has two daughters. Give, give, they cry. There are three things that are never satisfied, four that never say enough. The grave, the barren womb, land which is never satisfied with water, and fire which never says enough. Father, we thank you for your word, and as we end another week, precious short weeks remain in this year, we are reminded something so poignant and so pivotal in the Psalms today. Where can we go to get away from your presence? Where can we flee? If we are in heaven, you're there. If we make our bed in the depths, and we know that we have. And we know what that means in each of our stories. But what we're being told is, you are there. If we rise on the wings of the dawn, if we run to the other side of the ocean, you're there. You'll guide us. Your right hand will hold us. Where can we flee from your presence? And so we pray, along with the psalmist, search us, God. Know our heart. Test us and know our anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in us. And lead us in the way everlasting. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. The Daily Audio Bible app is also home base, like I say every day, and this is where to get connected and stay connected and be connected. Check out the community section. This is where to get connected on the different social media platforms where we are, so if you are there, we may be there as well. It's a great place to be connected, follow along, behind-the-scenes stuff, encouragements as we go along the way, and so check that out. We are, I guess, pretty much everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, X, all of those. So be connected, stay connected, get connected. It is Christmas time around here. So, I mean, we have been talking about this for a while now. And so I won't go through all the things again. Just check out DailyAudioBible.com. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. You can find all the Christmas related things that are going on. Reminding you that the Christmas party is coming up, so be on the lookout for that. And then Jill and I are going to do something for the first time this year in our 20th year. For those of you who are, I guess the best way to say it is, not looking forward to this holiday for whatever reason, whether that be just loneliness or being completely alone or sudden change to kind of the makeup of life, whether that's loss of family, loss of a loved one, any number of things that can be traumatic and are traumatic and kind of just wreck our nervous system in a way that it's hard to face. Places that were once filled with joy and now kind of needing to face them in a new way is scary and is humbling and is lonely and maybe full of sadness. So we can rejoice at the arrival of the Savior and while being really lonely at the same time. We just want to kind of sit in that for a minute with everybody that feels that way. And so that'll be coming up Christmas Eve, probably Christmas Eve night. So just, if that's you, just know that we're trying to be here and to be aware of that. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, which is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, DAB. This is Alex, Soldier for God in Missouri. I'm calling for an ask of prayer. Sadly, I fell off the DAB for about half a year now. Early May, I got pushed off and then had a real hard time coming back to it. Part of it was distraction, other part, I guess, some shame for taking so long to do this. So if you could pray for those who, like me, may have fallen off the bandwagon for a bit, may have gotten distracted or stagnated or strayed, that they may have reassurance, that they know that God loves them and forgives them regardless of their wanderings. That no one's ever too far, too bad, or incapable of coming to God. Maybe pray that I could help finish this year strong and start the next year and keep it.
I want to lift up Poppy and Oliver from the November 1st community prayers. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these two children that have San Felipe Alzheimer's, Lord God. And this is something, God, that is not impossible for you to cure. You said all things are possible to those who believe. And Father, your word also says that you heal all of our diseases. So Father, I lift up these two children along with the rest of the DAB community, and we pray for your mercy. We pray, God, for healing for these two children, God, that you would make them whole from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord God, that you would grant them life, Father God, in their body, in their minds, and in their spirit. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hello, DAB family. This is Sheltered by His Wings in Tulsa, and I was listening to the prayer requests after the Bible reading today. It's December 11th, and Maranatha Matt called in about his son, Caleb. And I was just very, very touched by his prayer request. And so, Matt, I just wanted to reach out and say I am standing with you in prayer. I believe that we have a God of miracles, a God who heals, a God who raises from the dead, and a God who does those things today just as he did them when Jesus was walking on earth. And so I stand with you. And Heavenly Father, we lift up Maranatha Matt to you and his wife. God, we stand with them in your presence and petition you for the life of their boy. We petition you for the life of Caleb, God, who the doctors say is no longer with us. But we know, God, that you can work all miracles, that you have conquered death, and that you continue to conquer death. So we just petition you that you would call forth Caleb to life and that you would answer the word that Matt heard you speak to him, that this child would have life despite what the doctors say, despite what the science says, despite what medicine says, God. But we know that you don't just work in the natural, but you work in the supernatural. So we pray for life for this boy in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hi, family. This is Nicole calling from Alberta, Canada. Just asking you to come together with me to lift up my stepson, Jake. As you know, he was cleared of any cancer recently. Just this beautiful answer to prayer. Right now, he, in his recovery from the stem cell transplant, he has some markers that are dangerously high for some liver things in his liver. And he's doing some emergency testing to figure out what that is. So I just ask that you would come with me to lift him up before the Father. God, we just ask that you would touch Jake and touch his body. We pray for your healing power to flow through him. Pray that you would make right within him what's wrong. I pray for peace for Jake, for his wife, for his dad and his mom. Lord, we just need your touch over this entire situation. We give him to you, for he is yours, Lord. Just pray that you would reveal yourself and make yourself known in this situation, and that most of all, that your will would be done. In the name of Jesus, amen.